No. Roy suddenly sat up and bounced to his feet. Jesus, will you look at that water? What are we waiting for? He tore at his tie. She couldn't bring herself to remove her clothes in front of him, so she went back to the car and undressed there. He waited impatiently, then she stepped out and ran straight into the water. Roy plunged in after her. He dived neatly and came up almost under her. Iris fell back out of his reach and swam away. He pursued her with less skill than she had, but more strength. At first he damn near froze, but as he swam, his blood warmed. She would not stop, and before long the white birches near the beach looked to be the size of matchsticks. They swam in together, taking their time. As they dragged themselves out of the water, she said, "Go make a fire. Otherwise, we will have nothing to dry ourselves with." Before long, he had a roaring blaze going. The fire reddened the water and the lacy birches. It reddened her naked body. Her thighs and rump were broad, but her waist was narrow and virginal. Her breasts were hard, shapely. From above her hips, she looked like a girl, but the lower half of her looked like a woman. She was sitting close to the fire with her hair pulled over her head so the inside would dry first. She looked up and said in a tremulous voice, "Roy, I have a confession to make. I was never married, but I am the mother of a grown girl." She brushed her hair back with her fingers. "I want to tell you I made a mistake long ago and had a hard time afterwards. The child meant everything to me and made me happy. I gave her a good upbringing, and now she is grown and on her own." The flame sank low. When they had just about been sucked into the ashes, he crept toward her and took her in his arms. Her breasts beat like hearts against him. He smiled, never so relaxed in sex. But while he was in the middle of loving her, she spoke. "I forgot to tell you, I am a grandmother." He stopped. "Holy Jesus!"